A little historical milestone for you now. 8 years ago this May, the last horse slaughterhouse in the United States was closed. The plant was located in DeKalb, Illinois, and was at one point responsible for slaughtering 40 to 60,000 horses a year. The ban on slaughtering horses for meat in Illinois was signed by Governor Rod Blagojevich on May 24, 2007. The slaughterhouse tried to contest the ruling, but their appeal was unanimously rejected, forcing closure of the plant. Cavil, the last horse slaughterhouse, opened in 1987, had over 50 employees, and produced around $30 million a year through foreign trade because consumption of horse meat is banned in the United States. It was a pretty good business, as owners of horse slaughterhouses didn't have to pay export taxes and paid very little in income taxes. But not surprisingly, these horse slaughterhouses were proven to be environmentally hazardous as well as burdens on the economy. Unfortunately, closing the slaughterhouses in the United States does not go nearly far enough to help the horses. Still, American horses are routinely shipped across the border to Canada or Mexico to be slaughtered there. Some animal rights activists believe it would be more humane to reopen slaughterhouses in order to avoid the horrifically cruel journey the horses endure as they get transported across the borders. They may travel 24 hours or more without food and water. And if that weren't enough, these helpless animals often are not afforded quick and painless deaths. They may suffer excruciating beatings to unconsciousness before killing them, but may even be conscious when killed. However, keeping the American slaughterhouses open really wouldn't help the horses that are transported across the border, as that practice was in place even when the American slaughterhouses were in operation. Also, it's interesting that horse slaughter was ever permitted in the United States, since so many Americans strongly oppose consumption of horses, and considered horses to be in the special treasured pet categories of animals, like dogs and cats. So in general, in the United States, eating the meat of horse is regarded as disgusting and taboo, whereas beef is perfectly acceptable. Weird how these things work out. Better just not to have any of them, right? So, as I have often stated, we have a lot of work to do on behalf of the horses, and indeed all animals. But 7 years ago this month, horses enjoyed a victory when their domestic slaughter for consumption was finally ended in the United States. Hi, this is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for listening to Animals Today. Make sure to visit us on animalstodayradio.com, where you will see all our previous shows and where you can download them free. That's animalstodayradio.com, or you can listen on iTunes. Also, make sure to like us on Facebook and join the discussion. Animals Today gets a lot of its support from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Please visit them at aianimals.org. That's aianimals.org. And I hope you'll consider making a donation to help pay for the ongoing broadcast of Animals Today. Each week on Animals Today, we strive to bring you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animals, how we treat them, and their place in society, while promoting greater respect and kindness towards them. So thanks for your support. That website again is aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.